This is KUT. Teachers across the country yesterday got a lot of questions from students about the presidential election results and what happens next. KUT's Kate McGee reports on how one school talked about the news.
Jessica Folk teaches 7th grade social studies at a North Austin charter school. She says her students started texting her early on election night as results came in. Many of them were worried because Hillary Clinton was losing.
Early on, I was like, calm down. You know, there's only a few electoral votes coming in. Like, it's, you know, we have to wait until the whole evening. And then as it like progressed and it started to be like an actual real reality, it was more of a, you know, everything is going to be okay. And, you know, just trying to comfort.
Nearly all the students at this school are Hispanic and come from families in poverty. Folk says many of them have undocumented family members and they're afraid.
Just the things that were said throughout the campaign and have like really affected them and affected what they believe about what this, like what could happen.
Folks' class has been learning about American politics all year, checks and balances, the three branches of government. As she drove to work Wednesday morning, she thought about what to say to students.
And so I made a big poster of the things that I still believe today. Some of them are related to like principles of the Constitution and limited government. And then some of them are just other things like me and my colleagues will do anything we can to protect these kids and that we love them and that we need to be kind to each other.
She had students do the same as part of a community circle where they could ask questions and talk about what they're thinking and feeling. They put those feelings onto post-it notes and hung them in the hallway outside her classroom.
And this one says, I still believe in checks and balances. I still believe in limited government and that my mom won't get deported. I believe that I will still live in America. I still believe that God will help families with immigrants. I still believe my family won't live in poverty in Mexico, and I still believe I'll go to college someday.
Folk says unbiased education about American government is needed now more than ever.
Because it's really important not to push our own views onto children and to empower them instead to have their own views. But I do think it was extra difficult in this election to do that.
She says part of that is teaching her students to have empathy for Donald Trump supporters.
The reality is it's half the country. And so trying to help them to understand that things are more complicated than just these people who voted for Donald Trump are racist. That's what they like to say a lot, and it's just more complicated than that. And it's going to be really important to me that I help them understand that, because the reality is it's President Trump in 2 months. And so, you know, they need to learn to understand a little bit more of the nuance.
During the school's mock election on Tuesday, 85% of students here voted for Hillary Clinton. Kate McGee, KUT News.